out in western Syria yesterday. Syrian activists claim it actually struck a mosque. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The White House saying the president made some tough decisions in it, but there are scores of concerns from various organizations about his budget proposal pulling the plug on funding for things like the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It currently puts $300 million a year towards projects on all five Great Lakes. And Water Resources Professor Alan Steinman of Michigan says
they could have severe impacts for the Great Lakes, not just in terms of the environment and restoring past abuses, but also for our economic growth.
The organization funds projects to fight invasive species, clean up toxic substances, restore wetlands and wildlife habitat.
People don't want to recreate on polluted waters or algal bloom waters. They want to recreate, they want to live, they want to work in areas where there's high quality of life, and that involves the environment.
Republican Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan putting out a statement that reminds people Congress gets the final say when it comes to the budget. Police say a suspect who killed a New York EMT and critically injured another is in custody. Apparently, the EMS workers responded to a call. They were alerted to a man who was riding on the back of their ambulance. When the driver got out and confronted him, police say the man got into the ambulance and commandeered it, striking both the female EMT who was killed as well as her partner. And the music world's mourning the loss of blues harmonica legend James Cotton. The 81-year-old died yesterday after a bout with pneumonia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for Flemington area. 43 outside right now. Sunny today, high in the upper 40s. Tonight a slight chance of rain after midnight. Cloudy on Tuesday, high in the 50s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low and down in the 30s. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs running around 40 degrees and down in the teens or 20s at night. Friday, chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, sunny, high near 52. And then rain in Friday evening. Cloudy on Saturday with a chance of rain. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Chef Bill's Table at 100andchamberradio.com. Coming to you most Mondays, 11 o'clock. And talk about food, beverages, food holidays, celebrations, or just general cooking ideas. Even though I'm in the restaurant business, we still like to have people feel comfortable in their kitchens, getting together, and I know time is sometimes the deciding factor whether one does cook at home or what one does cook at home. Do you order out? Do you go out? But there's plenty of things. Today we'd like to explore something that could be done fairly quickly, and I guess because we're getting, of course, the end of the cold season, at least in the Northeast. And we've been doing our braises and all that good comfort, cold weather foods, soups, and kind of waiting for something lighter to come along. I know just spring officially began. We're on daylight savings time, but the weather here is not really telling us it's spring yet. But we still get that kind of that our internal clock says, all right, we, you know, winter's over. We've got to get going. And Easter is quite a ways off. Late this year, as is Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the latest it can be in the month, so we've got kind of a stretch here between our occasions. So what do? I thought of something, a topic to explore. I guess you could call it quick food. I don't want to say fast food, especially with the ever-growing, it seems, popularity of the fried chicken sandwich, or fried chicken in some form, boneless chicken. Thinking of cutlets. And I got thinking of the terminology. What is a cutlet? I remember an old French term that was essentially a grilled or seared cutlet called a paillard, P-A-I-L-L-A-R-D. And, of course, scallopini in much Italian cuisine, or a scallop, if you will. Other cultures have names for this. The English and Scottish would call the slices collops, C-O-L-L-O-P-S. Of course, the Austrians and Germans have their schnitzel, cutlet, Japanese, tonkatsu. Many cultures have these type of thin meats or poultry, and I'm even advocating even a couple of seafood ideas. It's defined by thin slices, and naturally the better quality of product you buy as far as the cut, the better results you're going to have. But basically, thin slices, lean protein, cut thin and then flattened with a meat mallet or the side of a cleaver. And flattening the cutlet or the paillard or the scallopini is not just for tenderness, although, say, in the case of our American chicken fried steak, for example, the better cut of meat to use for that is actually from the round, which is usually a leaner, little drier cut. But using your tenderizer, your meat mallet, with the bumpy side there, it kind of breaks some of the muscles in there. It's not really like a cube steak. If you're familiar with a cube steak, you run it through a thing with little blades that punch a bunch of holes in it. But that's more for braising. And I'm finding, too, a lot of recipes, especially if you look for, say, veal scallopini or cutlets, they're essentially turning into a braise if you're doing them for a group. You sear off the meat and then finish it off in some sauce. Usually with these leaner cuts, you want to add some kind of flavor. Some people would say, oh, yeah, veal is just like a vehicle for a good sauce, doesn't have any taste. But when you do a regular cutlet, which normally would imply something that would be breaded or coated in some way and then sautéed, versus a paillard, which is normally grilled, not really coated with anything, seasoned, of course. Marinade, I don't know. I kind of like to taste the flavor of what I'm eating. So if I'm eating a turkey, paillard, or chicken, or pork, or veal, lamb, anything like that, I want to taste that product. So simple salt and pepper usually does it for me. Four Seasons was famous back in its heyday for the paillards in the barroom. That was a big lunch dish, and they had several offerings of that, where, again, a thin piece of meat, but very good meat, of course. You're going to Four Seasons, you're not looking to be on a budget. But very high-quality meat, pounded thin, very nice way to eat. Also, you're not gussying up with too much other fat. If you're using something lean, you don't really want to put some people don't want to add a whole bunch of other stuff to it. And you still see to this day another popular item everywhere, the grilled chicken Caesar salad, for example. That's everything from fast food up to, I mean, you have to have it. I don't care who you are. If you don't have it on your menu, somebody's going to ask for it. The Caesar salad used to be a nice tableside show, and now it's everywhere. Still tastes good. And you can do your variations of it, but the grilled chicken, some people dice it up, slice it up. We do it at the restaurant at Jake's. We take our boneless and skinless chicken breasts, and we work with the mallet and with the knife. What I mean by that is, instead of just, you know how a chicken breast is, it kind of tapers thin at one end and thickens at the other, and what the idea when you're doing a paillard or a cutlet is that you want it to cook evenly. You don't want one end to dry out and the other end still not be done, especially with poultry. So we'll butterfly, which means holding the knife parallel to the work table or your cutting board, and you kind of open the thing up like opening up an envelope or a piece of paper that's folded up. And this increases the surface area, and that gets some of your work done. Because really with chicken, you're not, you know, a chicken breast is pretty tender. You're not really looking to hit that with the mallet. And some people are pounding it out. It's not really trying to drive holes through it. When you're flattening the meat, it's more of a stretching motion. As the mallet hits the product, you're kind of either pushing it away from you or pulling it toward you. You're kind of sliding it and just stretching. Think of it as, you know, like stretching dough, but using a mallet. Or as I said, sometimes people use the side of a cleaver to do that. There's many of them. There's little ones that look like a small hammer. There's some that look like just a disc with a handle on it. Those are probably what a lot of people have. It's easy to store. And when you're doing these, when you're flattening them out, of course, I recommend plastic, or what I would do, even freezer bags are pretty heavy. If you get a good big one, you can just slide the product in there, flatten it out, then, you know, replace it with your next one. What that does is keep meat juices and things from splattering all over the place. It's a little bit neater for working in your home. So today, thinking of the background, thinking of what to buy, I think these are ideal quick meals. Now, when you're grilling paillards or searing them in a pan, important to have, of course, the surface fairly hot. You could use a grill pan also. If you have a open flame grill indoors, fine. I don't like the broiler. The broiler in the ovens isn't quite hot. And if you want to get that sear, and actually doing it in a pan, you get that total caramelization you get on the product. You're not looking to burn it by any means, but you want to get a nice brown color on there. It's good for flavor, good for appearance. Or if you're using a grill, you want the nice crisscross marks on there. you know, it looks the presentation is nice. We eat with our eyes first, after all. But it's something you can have all your accompaniments ready, whether it's a salad, whether it's vegetables and starches. You could even have a sauce, and it doesn't have to even be a hot sauce. It could be a cold sauce or room temperature, an herb sauce, anything like that, that just, you know, just to accent the flavor a little bit. So we're going to break for a couple of messages here and then start to explore what we can do with some of these things, the differences. Is it a cutlet? Is it a paillard? I like either one. I like them coated. I like them not coated. But there's procedures to do that. And again, it can be quick to cook when you're doing it at home. Even, I would say, if you have a 6-ounce piece, you know, a 10-inch pan would hold one. But the nice thing is they only take a minute to cook, the especially the grilled or the seared paillards. Only literally a minute to a minute and a half. So you can do them one at a time and serve people pretty quickly. We'll be back at the table in a couple of minutes.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So what are we looking for here? So the cutlet, we think of veal, chicken, even beef, a thin slice of meat. Actually, the cotelette from the old French would be actually, kind of like a croquette, the classical way. It was to mince the product, whether the veal or lean protein, and bind it with a very thick white sauce. And if you've ever made croquettes, it's similar to that. Spread it on a tray, chill it, and then you would cut the shapes that you wanted and then coat them. A lot of work. But I think then it ensured tenderness. After all, when you tenderize product, mechanical tenderization, you can either grind it, chop it, mince it, or poke the holes in it with a cubing machine or a jacquard, which is very fine needles that break the sinews there, or the meat mallet. So mechanical tenderizing, you know, that's really better. The other ways, of course, marinating and a little of the papain kind of breaks it. But, you know, we're looking for kind of preserve that original flavor of the product. So we're not even going to marinate these. You may season them a little bit beforehand, but we're not going to do the minced meat. We're going to do solid pieces. These were very involved preparations where they'd even take the bone and clean it and put the oval patty, attach it back, you know, glue it onto the bone or stick it onto the bone and coat it and then cook it. So veal pajarski, that's the dish I'm thinking of. But, you know, is that like a fried breaded burger? I don't know. Anyway, we want solid pieces. So cutlets to me normally mean fairly larger slices, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 ounces. I know when I worked in Italian restaurants, the cutlet for the veal parmesan was, I used to cut that from the bottom round, which is a little coarser meat. That needed some flattening and tenderizing. And then the scallopinis or escallops were from the smaller pieces, the tenderloin, the top round, nice, naturally tender. Just had to be flattened a little bit just to make them cook evenly. We can use, let's say for a paillard, say we're going to grill it, right? So veal comes to mind. I know it's not as popular an item as it used to be, but nice, there's good free-range veal out there. It might not be as white as the commercially raised, but, I mean, the calves, they're all on little farms. They have a formula that they basically don't get iron in the diet. That's what keeps the meat whiter, just like if it was fed just milk, no iron, it just keeps it. If they get around and get a little iron in the diet, then it gets a little pink, and then the chef says, oh, I don't want that, I want the lily white stuff. So, but you get the free-range veal, which I've used. It's got a little tinge to it, a little more flavor also. But beef, very good for a paillard. Now, something similar we do at the restaurant at Jake's, we have a steak sandwich. And for beef, you would take sirloin steak, and I like to use from the strip or the shell. Tenderloin would be ideal, but, you know, a little costly. Although we do use tenderloin medallions, which is kind of a scallop or scallopini, but not flattened out. When we're using the red meat like that, we want to keep them rare to medium rare, so we use what we call medallions. Done that with lamb loin, with tenderloin, and that would imply just that oval or circular small shape, but maybe a little more thickness to it. So for a paillard, so a sirloin steak, take all the fat, all that outside fat off of it. And if you're using a larger one, if it's, you know, 8 ounces, a little bit thick, what we do is butterfly it and then flatten it out. Again, not so much for tenderizing, just to, you want to increase the surface area so you get a lot of that seared flavor versus a thicker steak where you might have a little crust on it. But these, when you're cooking them quickly, you want to be able to, again, cook it in a minute to a minute and a half. So our steak sandwich, we basically have a 6 ounce piece of sirloin strip, certified Angus, nice and tender. We don't have to cube it. We flatten it a little bit sometimes for shape, but it's grilled. It's only, this is a little bit thicker than a paillard, but closest thing to it. We top it with, we put it on a roll with some arugula, a little garlic butter on the roll, and then pepper jack cheese, and we have these balsamic onions that we make. We have our marinated onions, which are marinated red onions in our house dressing. Kind of takes the little punch out of them, softens them up a little bit, and then we heat those onions up in balsamic syrup, and that combination of that sweet sour onions and the pepper jack cheese. Great sandwich, but that could also be a nice meal. You could take your paillards, and if you feel like it, if you don't want a sauce, you know, a thin slice of cheese on top, if you like that, especially a, you know, I'm not saying, you know, something, you know, a nice, say a fontina on a chicken or a turkey cutlet or a veal cutlet or a paillard, the pepper jack, or even, you know, you want to sprinkle some crumbled blue cheese. If you had lamb, you might want some, you know, feta. Keep it a little theme there. That would be a real nice combination. But you'll butterfly and pound it, flatten it out, and then really on your grill, you season it with salt and pepper, and it's literally 30 seconds, and then you'll turn it 45 degrees just to get your little crisscross hash marks, we call them, another 30 seconds, and then you're going to turn it over, and you're going to cook another minute on the other side, and then you're done. I mean, think of it, literally two minutes, maybe a little bit longer if you want it done more, but for steak, you want to keep it, you know, medium rare, and it's very thin. The Four Seasons, of course, their daily paillards were served traditionally with what they called their barroom slaw. We make a vegetable slaw at Jake's, which is with a not with a mayonnaise dressing. It's with a rice vinegar, kind of, I guess you could call it a health slaw, healthier slaw. But we'll, using the box grater, we'll julienne several vegetables. I mean, naturally, you've got some cabbage in there. But we'll use, say, a zucchini or turnip, radishes, carrots, even good firm peppers can be done on the box grater. Get some thin strips. That's more for flavor. But any combination of vegetables would work. Or you, if you have a mandolin or a little Japanese food slicer to get your juliennes, all the better. But pick several vegetables for color and texture. Jicama works well. They say, you know, any squashes, zucchini, if you want that, or yellow squash, or even now they've got, what do you have, these spiralizers now. Those are great tools for taking raw vegetables and turning them into something special. You know, things you would never think of eating raw, like beets or butternut squash. And when you spiralize it or shred it, you know, the texture is good, the flavor is good, it's great for you. You're not losing any nutrients. So we have some julienne vegetables, and then you want one or two lettuces for the liner, and maybe some sprouts on top. But the dressing back then was basically like a nice homemade mayonnaise. And if you like a creamy dressing, you could take your commercial mayonnaise, thin it out with a little bit of vinegar, and of course some sugar. You need the balance that acid with sweetness, and maybe a little grated onion. That could be you know, kind of like a coleslaw dressing. But if you want to make some, two egg yolks, half teaspoon of Dijon mustard, tablespoon of lemon juice, and you'll season with salt and pepper. But you'll whisk these together, and then one and a half cups of olive oil would be drizzled in. You're making that emulsion, making your mayonnaise. And then 1.5 teaspoons of red wine vinegar at the end to kind of thin it out. And that would be your dressing for your classic Four Seasons barroom slaw. It's been very popular back in its heyday, especially for lunch. Nice light meal, colorful, tasty, crunchy vegetables, and a nice grilled paillard, which could be lamb or beef, veal or chicken. Seen at our restaurant is that a lot of people like to have a salad with a protein, a grilled protein. I mean, we offer shrimp, chicken. We have many choices, the little marinated steak tips. And it seems to, I know, lunch or dinner. So surprised at dinner time, people really choose to eat that way. And part of it is, you know, to do this at home, you need a lot of ingredients. And are you going to use them? Are you going to turn them over to make a nice, say, a chopped salad, a Greek salad? You know, you have to have several things on hand. Your olives, your peppercinis, some feta, You have your romaine, your cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers. And in a restaurant, of course, we are selling many of these so we can keep the ingredients. And we'll see salads like that all the way, you know, just from a simple green salad, arugula salad, spring mix, usually a little cheese, maybe a couple of vegetable garnishes, but having that protein or accompaniment, whether it's a grilled portobello, could be a fried goat cheese, but shrimp, chicken, steak tips, anything like that, alongside a nice hefty salad, especially if you're looking to cut carbs, if you're looking to slow down the carbs, or if you have actually, you know, to round that out, would be nice to have some great bread. And you really have a nice one-dish meal. I know, especially people that sit at the bar, it's like you don't have to spread out with all these side dishes and sauces, things like that. Everything's on one plate. Really become, I've seen the trend. I mean, we've responded to it by we just keep offering more salads and more toppers for them, because it's a smart way to eat. And with these paillards, or even with a cutlet, if you like something fried, no problem. We'll go into that, different coatings, the way you can get good results. After all, we do like fried foods, but instead of ordering or deep frying or getting something that's frozen and already breaded and then throw it in the oven, and it's much nicer to do it in the pan, do it with fresh product, and have a little bit of control over it. Get some good flavors. We'll be back at the table after news and go into paillards and cutlets and scallopinis.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion. There is direct evidence, I think, of deception. And that's where we begin the investigation.
Ranking Democratic member of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, as that panel is about to hold the first public hearing on Russian interference in the presidential election.
I've been saying this for several weeks. We know there was not a physical wiretap of Trump Tower.
That's the Republican chairman of the committee, Devin Nunes.
However, it's still possible that other surveillance activities were used against President Trump and his associates.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch also getting underway today. The federal appeals court judges President Trump's choice to replace Antonin Scalia on the high court, and President Trump's meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down.
All right, we're back at the table here. So with our paillard, again, we did the thin steak, chicken breast, very, very popular. Again, we like to butterfly them, no skin, and then lightly flatten them so they're uniform. Pork is also good. We do a schnitzel. Of course, that's your breaded cutlet-type dinner. And we use the pork loin for that. We take, again, take all the fat off of it, and we'll take a slice, you know, take a six-ounce slice, and then we'll butterfly that, open it up, and then that gets flattened out very, very thin. And again, you want it, you know, that down to that quarter-inch thickness, really. These, of course, we coat with the flour, egg, and panko. So these are fried, but they could just as easily be grilled. But pork tenderloins would work very well also. Pork tenderloin, you need to take the silver skin off, of course, but again, cut thicker slices, which could be medallions. And one, you know, if you wanted to do a dish with medallions, you've got nice little circles there. But again, we could butterfly those and flatten them. They're very, very tender. You don't need to use much force. What you're doing is really shaping them. The pork tenderloin would make a very good paillard. And it's tender enough, actually, you could just butterfly from the thicker end, and it tapers down to a tail. Just open it up that way and then grill it and slice it. If you were doing lamb loin, you could do the same way. You would take the boneless loin, which, you know, again, not inexpensive, but very good, and cut it crosswise, open it up, and it's tender enough where grill that, sear it medium rare. There's no fat. Again, it won't be that strong a flavor without the fat on there. So, but also the lamb, we used to, years ago at Chatfield's, we would serve lamb sirloins, lamb steaks. And I think you can still see those in the store. They're cut from the leg up toward the sirloin part. You only get about two or three of them out of the leg. Little round bone in there. And this meat is tender. It's not as tender as a loin or a rack chop, but thin slices of lamb leg would also work. You can use these as a saute for scallopini. You can make cutlets or a quick sear on your grill for a paillard. And then pair it up with, again, your accompaniment, and either salad, vegetable. Of course, cooked greens would always be good. One of our favorites with the veal, of course, a veal chop. You see in Italian restaurants, sometimes they butterfly the rib chop, flatten it out, and bread it and fry it. Or you could grill it and serve it with arugula salad. Very, very classic combination. And for me, you know, if you want bread, fine, but otherwise, a lot of these meat and salad combos. I like some roasted potatoes would also be good. I'm Irish. I like potatoes. So some nice roasted wedges, or if you wanted to do, say, a Caesar salad, maybe, you know, fry up some tater tots and use those as the croutons. And you can, you know, you can make your own tater tots out of shredded potato pretty easily. But you want something, you want that little bit of crunch factor in there. You think of the classic steak frites and French bistros, and steak fries and a little bit of salad on the plate. You know, the juice from the steaks kind of runs into the salad, and it's all good. But those combinations, again, with paillards, thin pieces, allow you to use good fresh product and cook it quickly. And that seems to be, again, the time factor seems to be the issue. So have your accompaniments ready. You can have your proteins on the table in, you know, literally minutes. So if we're doing coatings, say we want to go the other way. Oh, we need a roast braten. Used to do in one hotel. That's the with a thin, again, a thin butterflied sirloin steak. We would do some crisp onions on top. Think of, a schnitzel that's not breaded. So now if we're going to bread these or coat them, it opens up a whole new other world, because we go from either a classic breadcrumb coating, like you would if you were making cutlets, parmesans, even, of course, red eggplant works well with these too, if you want something vegetarian. In fact, I remember my son had a friend family was from India, and grandma would make cutlets all the time, and they were vegetarian. I would say you could go as easily as doing a falafel mixture and flattening those and cooking those as cutlets, but a lot of times it could be mashed potatoes or vegetables or sweet potato. Make kind of a patty out of those and fry those up, and many of the vegetarian cuisines would call those cutlets. And it's the coating, it's the seasoning, especially Indian food, all the exotic spices in there really packs a good flavor punch and makes you feel good about eating vegetables. That's when I need my But when we're coating these, the standard breading procedure, of course, seasoned flour and egg wash, which could be as simple as beaten egg or beaten egg with a little bit of milk in it. Some folks, for their double dusting, you know, would use maybe buttermilk. Yeah, it's a little thick. It kind of helps the flour stick on there. You need some kind of protein to help form that coating. And you need your flour first so the liquid sticks to the product, and then you drain the excess off and then roll it in your crumbs, which could be panko, could be fine breadcrumbs, could be seasoned. I've done things in a corn flour, kind of like a clam fry mix that's got some of the masa and some of the cornmeal in it. One of our favorites at the restaurant is Parmesan crusted, and we'll take panko crumbs and Parmesan cheese and cornmeal, equal parts of each, and mix those together. You've got enough salt in there from the Parmesan. You could put a little parsley, a little pepper in if you like, but this makes a nice coating. You've got the crunch from the cornmeal. The cheese kind of caramelizes like that little frico type thing where you fry the cheese and it turns into like a nice potato chip without the starch. And you have your panko to kind of spread that out. If you just use cornmeal, I find a straight cornmeal coating sometimes is a little bit too much. So we like this Parmesan mixture, and very good with chicken, thin cuts of fish. Could certainly be done with thin slices, cutlets of veal or pork. So you've got something that coating is a little bit more than just breadcrumbs. And what happens with that, with the cornmeal and the cheese, of course, it repels some of the fat, whereas breadcrumbs are going to absorb. And this is why your frying temperature and your frying medium, meaning the oil or butter that you use, is very important. So you have your product breaded, and it's nice to do it a little bit ahead of time. Let everything settle, like let the coating settle on there. And then you pick your frying oil. Now, olive oil, very, very good, puts flavor in there. And remember, when you're doing these, you're not deep frying. You're sautéing, or what you call shallow frying. And so you need more than just a little light coating in the pan. You need that that quarter inch or so of fat in there. If you're using butter, you need to use clarified butter or ghee, because if there's milk solids in there, you can't get the pan hot enough. It's going to smoke. It's going to brown too much. So you need clarified butter. We use a combination for our schnitzel of clarified butter and a little canola oil. Canola is flavorless, so what we want to do is just help raise that smoke point a little bit so we don't burn the butter, and the butter still has that flavor. You know, you have something in a deep fryer versus something cooked in a good oil like that, and the oil becomes part of the dish. This is why you can have a cutlet that you've done yourself served with a nice salad. You don't need a lot of extra fatty sauces on it because you've got this nice coating on there that has absorbed the nice oil. You could just squeeze a little lemon or lime on the cutlet if you like. And or even balsamic vinegar, just that little bit of acid in there just to help it along. We always tomatoes, anything like that. In fact, if I was doing a tomato sauce, the tonkatsu, the Japanese style, it's kind of like a ketchup-based thing sometimes, a little sauce that they would serve with it. I like, actually, tomato sauce with some balsamic vinegar in it. It could even be cold, just a nice homemade sauce, and then thin it out with some balsamic vinegar. It puts a whole other dimension to it. frying these cutlets, we need to have the temperature. You don't want it at the smoke point. You don't want it brown too quickly. What we do in the restaurant, of course, we're producing many things at once. We brown the one side, flip it over, and then we finish it in a 450-degree oven, which is, you know, it's a good, not too hot temperature. You don't want to, again, overcook. You're only doing it for a minute or so, but at home you probably won't do that. You'll probably cook both sides, and you, to the touch, they'll firm up pretty quickly, even if it's chicken or pork. It'll be cooked through, and you can do them one at a time in the pan. Let them rest. We always drain them a little bit to get the excess oil off. Salt and pepper them right away, and you're ready to go. And whatever your side dishes are going to be, whether it's a salad or if you other have a baked vegetable, you could do one of our favorites lunchtime in Italian restaurants is a simple veal Milanese, the veal cutlet, with a side of either a risotto Milanese with the cheese in it and the saffron, or a fettuccine Alfredo. Maybe a little salad on the side, or if you'd like some vegetables with that. But, I mean, that was kind of, you know, that's not really a light lunch. It's a good hearty lunch, but very, very good. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and then we'll be back at the table. Talk about some more cutlets, scallopinis, and paillards.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is the day of the experience.
Welcome back to the table, Chef Bill's table here at 100inchamberradio.com. So, some of the ideas here. So, cutlets, scallops, scallopinis, seafood, salmon works fairly well, cutting into thin slices. And what we have to do is you get your side of salmon and good sharp knife, 45 degree angle. You'll cut across the fillet so it exposes, it increases the surface area. Now, these are thin slices. These I've done with another coating we call Francais, where you're dipping it in flour and then just in the beaten egg. And some restaurants throw some Parmesan cheese in there. I choose not to. Simple egg coating, and then your sauce is your lemon sauce. But coating salmon with these pieces, I've done monkfish the same way. Take the monkfish tails, and instead of cutting straight down into little circles, again, that 45-degree angle with the knife, you get a little bigger surface area, thin slices. And coated this way, I mean, you can, the salmon, to just saute it or sear it, the slices, a little bit delicate. Unless you're cooking it, unless you're really undercooking it, you may find they fall apart a little difficult to handle. But another way to do salmon scallopini is to cook the fish right on a plate. Get plates that can go in the oven. You want a good hot oven, and you could season. You could brush a little oil or butter on the plate, but you would need to have all your sauce or anything like that ready. But simply fan the slices out. Either you could do it in a circular pattern, you could do it across half the plate, and season them and bake them right on the plate in the oven. It really just takes a few minutes, and you want to keep them, again, a little bit undercooked. Salmon is great for this. The other way I've seen fish like that, I think classically was done with trout fillets cooked on a plate, would be to set the plate over top of, you have to have a pot of boiling water, and the plate, of course, it'll fit over that pot without falling in, and you use another plate on top of the fish, and just kind of that heat coming off the steam there, just a very, very gentle way to cook thin slices of fish. But salmon, scallopini, I'd recommend coating it, but nice way to, again, spread out the surface area, quicker to cook. Don't have to worry about parts of it getting overdone. A nice addition to it. We mentioned vegetables, using eggplant, but using a vegetable mixture, you could make nice cutlets. One of the nice salads that we found, now you've seen grilled romaine or grilled Caesar salads, that seems to be a nice trending thing. We use the gem romaine, the small baby romaines. And you can grill other lettuces too. Escarole does well on the grill. The Treviso radicchio, the longer ones, not the round radicchio. Those are okay on the grill. A little bit bitter. You need some onion. You need some other stuff with that. Belgian endive, firm enough to grill. Cut it in half. Grilling the salad, you're not really cooking it all the way. You're just getting some marks on there, getting a little bit of that charred flavor. And the outside leaves, of course, will cook a little bit. Then you've got the raw inside. This way you want a good compact head. That's why I like the small romaine, the baby romaine, less water in it, a lot more flavor. And we'll do that. We make a little marinade of some diced onion and grape tomatoes. We use our herb vinaigrette, which is a great dressing. And then we will put the shredded Asiago on top for that little cheese. And that salad right there with a grilled or panko, a nice coated fried cutlet, be a great meal. Nice combination. You've got your vegetables, you've got the dressing becomes kind of the sauce for the meat or the poultry, and there you have it. A nice, simple, elegant meal. Just what I feel. So when you're looking, again, just to recap, product for your paillards, turkey breast cutlets would work. It would be nice if you could bone your own turkey breast out and cut them off of there. Sometimes the pre-done ones might have a little bit of water added to them. Certainly chicken, pork tenderloin, boneless pork loin. Again, take all the fat off of it. You want these to be totally lean. Chicken breasts, sometimes you can find thin cut. They're more like for maybe a scallopini thing. But take your chicken breast, no skin, no bones, and butterfly it out, flatten it. Becomes a nice way to grill your paillard. Lamb, we said, you know, we could use the leg or the loin. Now, for chicken, I like dark meat. The thigh, for me, this is where thighs are kind of that uneven cut. This is where you would need to use the mallet a little bit and get them formed and flattened uniformly. Might take another minute or so to cook. You want to make sure that, you know, it's a little denser meat. But chicken thigh pounded out as a paillard, to me, would be really tasty. So whatever you decide to do, just remember, it's a good, quick meal. Have your side dishes ready, any sauces you like. Buy good product, and they can be flattened. All the butchering can be done before. If you're coating it with a mixture, if I was using a flour mixture, even that, you let it sit. You put it on wax paper, and you let it sit for a little while. The flour kind of soaks in. You can always dust it again if you want to dry it out. But I had some fish coated with the clam fry mix, and they wrapped it up and fried it the next day. Still gave it a nice crispy coating. But I think that's the decision you make. Do you want a coating or do you not? Paillard, obviously, a little bit healthier, a little simpler. Rely on the integrity of the meat. If you're using beef, get a good steak. If you're using veal, the leg cutlets are nice, but certainly if you're buying loin or rib, boneless, going to be that much better. So, yeah, when you're quick cooking like that, you need good product, but you don't need a ton of it, and it saves you a lot of time. We'll be back next week with another topic. Hopefully you can experiment, make the transition here from the cold weather cooking to the warm weather cooking. But these dishes are good anytime. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.